So how's everything going with you, man? It's been a while since I talked to you.
Things have been good for me. I'm excited for the postseason because if the Dodgers get to the NLCS, then I'll go to all the games, so like including like you know on the road and the World Series also too. But if they I could either be covering a ton of baseball for the next 30 days, or I could cover one more game. You know, if they lose, if they get swept this series, so it's like your whole life is dependent on the team basically. So I can't. But I'm like rooting for them in a very like selfish way because it'd be so cool to cover a World Series, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm basically I'm just in flux, but it's cool, and I love the baseball postseason.
How are you expecting the Dodgers to do?
I think there's a few range of possibilities that we could see. I think it's very hard for the Dodgers to get swept based on their starting pitching. That would necessitate Kershaw and Greinke both losing, which is pretty hard to foresee. I don't think it's at all impossible for Atlanta to win this series in 4 or 5 games, though. I mean, they don't have the sexy starting pitching that the Dodgers do, but Chris Medlin and Mike Minor are very effective. There wasn't a pitcher in baseball better than Medlin down the stretch. I think it could easily be the type of thing where he shut the Dodgers out over 7 innings tonight, and the Braves go to their great bullpen, the best in the majors, and they shut him down. I mean, it's hard to see Craig Kimbrel rolling anything. I mean, the Dodgers have a fine bullpen too, but it's not at the same level of the Braves. So while the Dodgers do have the obvious advantages in starting pitching and probably in overall lineup potential with the Puig and Hanley Ramirez, and if Andre Ether comes back at some point, him too, and even Juan Uribe was an effective producer, I think the Braves across the board have at least a comparable array of talent. And their lineup, I mean, in terms of raw power, they had 5 guys hit 20 or more homers this year, and Jeraldyn Simmons hit 17. Pretty much any guy in their lineup, save for their second baseman Elliot Johnson, could hit a home run in any given at bat, and that's more than you can say for the Dodgers. And I think that if in a week we're saying that the Braves beat the Dodgers, I think that's going to be one of the main reasons why, isn't a barrage of solo homers or something like that. I think that's what the Braves would bring to the table. So it's a very, very interesting series, I think.
Yeah. So after Kershaw and Greinke, who do the Dodgers have lined up? Is it? It's not Nolasco in Game 3, is it?
No, Nolasco will be in Game 4. As of right now, that's the plan. And Hyunjin Ryu in Game 3 in Los Angeles on Sunday. I think that if the Dodgers are down 1-2 heading into Game 4, considering the way Nolasco pitched down the stretch, I think it would not be surprising at all to see the Dodgers turn to Kershaw. The only issue, because it would be on 3 days rest, the only issue with that is that Kershaw has never pitched on 3 days rest in his 6-season career. So you're asking, you know, the best pitcher in baseball to be something that he has no experience with whatsoever. But how do you explain that if you're the Dodgers staff and the Dodgers are down 1-2 heading into Game 4, the last few pitches get shelled, and the Dodgers lose with Kershaw waiting in the wings to start Game 5, and they don't have a chance to start him again? I think that'd be pretty hard to explain. So the pitching matchups are tentative at best going into Game 4.
All right, so if it's bottom of the ninth and the game is on the line, who should Dodgers fans want up at the plate?
Hanley Ramirez.
That is the correct answer.
Was probably, for a good portion of the 2013 season, he was the most feared, most dominant hitter in the majors, even over Miguel Cabrera at times. I mean, that doesn't mean I would take him over any other major league hitter, but in this series, I think he's a clear-cut, most dominant, most potentially dominant, at least, hitter. I mean, this guy at times was rolling so hard that when he didn't have an extra base hit, it was almost like a success for the opposing team. So that's pretty big, I think.
Yeah, everybody points to Puig getting called up as the main spark plug for the season, but people don't realize that coincided right with Hanley finally getting healthy, and it was really Hanley that has been their best hitter this season.
Yeah, I mean, it was Hanley who played well in September when Puig hit 230. It was Hanley who got called up, or who made his return from the disabled list right around the same time that Puig did. I mean, that's not to minimize the impact of Puig, not that you were either, but the Dodgers' run doesn't happen without Hanley Ramirez. It's as simple as that.
Do you think Puig is getting overhyped, or do you think it's deserved?
That's a funny question. It's almost impossible in today's sports world to be an impact player and not be overhyped, especially when you come in as such an unknown and so quickly emerge into an impact player. I mean, you're talking about most people found out about him the same day that they realized that he was a big-time player. I mean, it was June 3rd, 2013, that throw, and then 2 days later, the two home runs, 3 days later, the grand slam, against the Braves, mind you. And just like that, I mean, this guy launched into the national consciousness. So it's just people are so surprised, and the only way to appropriately show surprise in today's sports landscape is to overhype the guy. So yeah, naturally, I think he is going to be overhyped. Could he be even more overhyped if he has a ridiculous postseason? Probably. I mean, this guy could be going into people could be going into next season saying he's the best player in baseball, which he's clearly not, because he doesn't have the defensive instincts or the base running instincts that even the Mike Trout does. But can he be? Would it surprise me at all if he was the best player in this series in a week? No, not at all.
All right, we'll do one last segment. We'll do end of season awards. Let's run through rookies, managers, MVP, and Cy Young. You down?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll start with the rookies of the year. Who do you have in each league?
In the National League, I think you have to go with Jose Fernandez, the Marlins ace, the 21-year-old Marlins ace. I mean, in almost any season, Yasiel Puig would be the rookie of the year. I mean, heck, in almost any season, Hyunjin Ryu would be the rookie of the year. And in almost any season, Atlanta's Julio Teheran would be the rookie of the year. There are four, five, six National League rookie of the year candidates who could have won this award in the average season. And there's been so much rookie talent. But Fernandez was one of the three best pitchers in baseball this season, with an ERA under 2.2. So dominant, so much potential. I think you have to give him the award. In the AL, it's not nearly as talent filled. I mean, there is a talent there with Tampa's Will Myers, and I think that's who I have to go with, because he's probably their second best hitter in that lineup after Evan Longoria. I mean, Will Myers is a dominant threat for a postseason team, and he did well after he got called up in the majors. And I think he doesn't have the gaudy numbers that Puig did, but over 350, 400 at bats, he had impressive homer numbers that translate to a nice full season statistical profile. So I think I'd probably have to go with Will Myers, but I don't vote for that award. I did vote for the NL Rookie of the Year, and that's who I went for is Jose Fernandez. Myers would probably be my vote.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't realize you got to vote for those awards.
Yeah, you get to they pick out one. Every baseball writer in each city gets to vote for one award, and I got the NL Rookie of the Year.
All right. Well, we have time constraints, so we're gonna skip manager and Cy Young, and we're just gonna do MVPs in both leagues.
Okay. In the MVP in the American League, I'd have to go with Mike Trout. I know pretty much everyone is gonna vote for Miguel Cabrera, and I understand why you would vote for Miguel Cabrera, but Mike Trout has been the better player this season. It's just a simple fact. His overall value to a team is better. That isn't changed by the fact that the Angels didn't make the playoffs. It's just the simple fact that because Trout plays center field and plays it well, he is more valuable than a terrible infielder in Miguel Cabrera, defensively, of course. Obviously, Miguel Cabrera offensively is a huge threat. If it were American League's best hitter, Miguel Cabrera would win the trophy. Because it's most valuable player, Mike Trout should win it. He won't, though, but he should. And in the NL, I think it's actually a really close race. Because Pittsburgh made the playoffs and had this storybook season, I think it's pretty clear that Andrew McCutchen is going to get the award. But I can make a pretty compelling case for Paul Goldschmidt, the Arizona first baseman, who really, offensively, he's probably the best hitter in the National League, with Joey Votto having some arguments towards that title. But Goldschmidt had an incredible season and led a team probably to do better than they should have in Arizona. I mean, they won 81 games, won 500, and you can thank a large part of that to Goldschmidt. With the sabermetric stats, value over replacement-wise, I mean, I think Goldschmidt is second or third in the National League. Because of how he pushed a team into consideration, I would give him maybe the benefit of the doubt. But people are going to vote for McCutchen. I mean, the NL MVP will be Andrew McCutchen, and the AL MVP will be Miguel Cabrera. I would probably vote for Trout and for McCutchen with strong consideration towards Paul Goldschmidt.
All right. I've been talking to my good friend Pedro Mora. He covers the Dodgers and the Angels for the OC Register. You should follow him on Twitter. That is at Pedro Mora, PEDROMOURA. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it, man.